Our story today is called Permanent Connections. Benjamin Hilleberg knew from a young age that he'd been adopted, but was curious about his biological mother, someone he only knew by her first name, Holly. Meanwhile, Holly Shearer never forgot about the baby she'd placed for adoption some 20 years ago. She was a young teen when she made that difficult decision. "I thought about him all the time," she told GMA. Holly eventually found Benjamin's social media page, but was hesitant to reach out. "He was 18 when I found him, and I was very hesitant," she said. "He had so much going on in his life, the last thing I wanted to do was throw a wrench in his life, so I just watched from a distance." But as of November 19th last year, she sent him a happy birthday message. "I can remember the exact place that I was when I got the message," said Benjamin. "I was at work, a machine operator. I was on machine number 15. When she texted me back, she actually explained who she was. It hit me like a load of bricks. I was crying." Now, all very positive emotions, he said, "but to me, this is the day I'd been waiting for 20 years. And to imagine it was finally happening was outrageous. It was a lot to take in." 2 days later, Holly and Benjamin reunited at a local restaurant. Benjamin arrived and walked up and tapped me on the shoulder, and joy just overflowed me. We just sat hugging for about 5 minutes and crying, and just, "I can't believe it happened," says Holly. "I would definitely say it was a dream come true," said Benjamin. "I've said that about things in my life, like, oh, I'm glad I graduated. It was a dream come true. But this was the most true time I've ever said it." The two also realized they hadn't been too far from each other after all these years, with both having worked at HCA Healthcare's St. Mark's Hospital in Salt Lake City the last 2 years. Holly's a medical assistant at the Heart Center at St. Mark's, while Benjamin volunteers at the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit. Holly said, "Every morning I'd walk in through the women's pavilion to come into work, so I passed right by the NICU every single day. We parked in the same garage, could have been on the same floor. Had no idea we were so close." Benjamin said reuniting with his biological mother was very healing for him. "There was a little hole in me I didn't know about, and finding her really filled that in. I feel very whole, very complete. I feel like I'm ready to continue in my life," he said. Psalm 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.